Welcome to the Sheila Show, Inspiration for Your Life. Here's where we bring you the world's best-selling authors, visionaries, and leaders in the human potential movement so that we can learn how to live the life we've only dreamed of until now. Now is the time to step into a new reality where there's no pain, fear, competition, suffering is optional, and health, abundance, peace, and harmony abound. And this hour is brought to you by the Gerson Institute, Curing Cancer, one person at a time. For more information, go to gersonmedia.com, Gerson, like person, but with a G as in George. Also, by Access Consciousness. For more information, go to accessconsciousness.com. I hope you're having a good day. It's 6 past the hour. We have an outstanding hour for you. You are going to want to soak this up, so do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Stick around. I just need to get some words of business out of the way, and that is I have to mention my Facebook me, Twitter me, tweet me, Twitter me, and go to thesheilashow.com and sign up for my new teleseminar that's starting. It's called Now is the Time, and I have 24 of the world's top visionaries and healers and scientists on that show. It's free, and then there's stuff there if you want to buy as well. And, oh, yes, YouTube. I have a YouTube. Go to YouTube, Sheila Gale Radio. Check out some of my videos. They're kind of fun. So let's see, where are we going to start? We're going to start right here. Energy. Everything's energy, right? Life force is energy, too, but it's a special kind of energy. It's not just the nerve impulses that cause you to draw breath or cause your heart to beat. Life force is a universal energy that you have available to you personally that you use to create life. Specifically, the way the world works is that you, via intention, via consciousness, direct your life force to organize universal energy into everything in your life, including your bank account, your job, your relationships, your possessions. Welcome to the AIM program. It is a spiritual program to help you unleash your own healing power to self-heal those blockages and create the life you want and deserve, no matter where you are in the world. You, via your higher self, use these energies to remove the blockages to the flow of life force. This results in increased life force, greater well-being, and the ability to manifest your intentions in life. Sounds good, doesn't it? Ah, sounds great to me. The developer of this program, the AIM program, is Stephen Lewis. He is also the co-founder of EMC Squared and the co-author of the novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, which I am reading and not quite halfway through, but loving every minute of it, every page of it. And he's been exploring energetic balancing for more than 25 years. His path began with an interest in Oriental philosophy combined with German psychiatry. Specifically the work of W. Reich, who believed energetic imbalance was the cause of all pathology. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You are
pleasure, Sheila.
You're so welcome. Now, are you on a cell phone?
Of course not.
Okay,
no.
Good. And are
no,
you?
I'm a veteran at this.
Okay, good. So now, how did this? Did you have an aha moment? Did all this information, was it sort of downloaded to you?
I've had many aha moments. In fact, that may be my only two syllables in life. Aha. But there have been really critical moments. One of them is written about in the book, and. You know, I divide this into two things. I divide things into vision and revelation. And vision, you know, is something you work for, and I think you can take credit for vision. But revelation comes from something larger than you, larger than me. And the real aha was a revelation. And, in fact, that's in the book also. I wrote about it. But, yes, so that's a long-winded answer to your question, yes.
And so I love the whole idea of this quantum physics kind of healing. So you talk about these, that everything is energy. So then healthy bodies are they emit at a certain frequency. Disease is at another frequency, perhaps a lower frequency, correct?
Well, that's true, but everything in life has its own unique footprint. And you are perfectly correct, whether it's prosperity or poverty, they have a different frequency. Desperation and depression and elation are different. Everything's energy doesn't tell you anything because energy has absolutely nothing about it that can be identified. It has no characteristics. It just is. Treating, hopefully, come from outside. Only yourself, but you can get a lot of help in the process. Others treat and hopefully cure you. So the reason, so we had to make that distinction. This is not treating and curing. It is helping people heal themselves. And there's vast amounts of help in the world in healing, and I'm sure you know that.
Well, I'm learning it. There's so many different so-called healers that come on here, different modalities, and everything is getting quicker and shorter and faster, and which I love.
I know. Time is not linear.
Yeah, and now with what you have, of course, this has been around for a while, and I'm just hearing about it. So where have I been?
Our program, the AIM program, most of what it is has been created by my predecessors, let's say my betters. There are a few things I've added to it that are very salient differences. But it's been around quite a while. But as far as healers are concerned, I think it's important to understand this. Healers are very much misnamed. I'm called a healer by many. Now, and I can heal anything in the world. Point is, the problem is I can only do it for me. But that's not really a problem because you can heal anything, but only you can heal yourself. And this is not any kind of spiritual denial by any means or blasphemy. I think the greatest healers ever known have said, you could do better stuff than this if you had the faith of a mustard seed. Whatever, how much faith a mustard seed has. It's you heal yourself. Healers don't heal you. They raise your consciousness so you are more readily able to heal yourself.
Okay. I guess it gets confusing. Well, I believe we are self-healing organisms
with, right, yes,
a full pharmacy inside as well. So you're talking about accessing that ourselves. So a lot of us still say, well, we don't heal it, God heals it. Or,
well, but, you know, take a new age look at the word God, and everything is God. I mean, there are people who are in hospice who are given a puppy or a kitten just to ease their transition. You're familiar with that, of course, right?
Yes.
A lot of them have what is called miraculous changes, spontaneous remissions, and on and on and on. Now, what is this saying? That dogs and cats can cure cancer? I don't think so. I mean, they can get cancer, as you know. But for some of these people, that puppy or kitten may represent the only unconditional love they've ever had in their lives. Now, that is major help. And if you say you think that unconditional love can help you heal anything, the answer is yes. I mean, most people would say yes to that. So the point is, you would heal yourself, but you had some help. Help from a puppy or a kitten is just fine. You don't need a pulpit. You don't need white robes. You don't need nothing. But whatever works, take it. I myself, anything that I think will help me, I am not proud. I will accept in my journey toward healing whatever I need to heal. And I believe that everyone should.
If you're just joining us, I'm Sheila Gale. This is Inspiration for Your Life. At 16 past the hour, my guest is Stephen Lewis. He has written Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, along with Evan Slauson, as well as co-founder of AIM, the AIM program, AIM, and EMC Squared. So how does it, can you explain to our listeners how this works with the photograph?
The photograph is a hologram, and we use this process, I believe, is described well as a spiritual holographic technology, because it certainly is a technology using computers, frequency generators, etc. And it's certainly spiritual because healing is inseparable from spirituality. I thoroughly believe that. So we use your hologram. Now, your picture, your photograph is you holographically. Anything unique to you, is your hologram. Now, people think in terms of a lock of hair or a drop of blood, and they would work just fine. The problem is I can't look at a drop of blood from you and from my cat here on the desk and say, oh, that's a kitten and that's Sheila.
Right.
It looked like little rough spots to me. That's all I know. I'm just not good enough. But if I look at a photo of you, I can tell. And the DNA is not important because healing is through intention.
Mm.
It is absolutely a matter of intention.
Mm.
In fact, I once had that long discussion with Wayne about the power of intention. He once wrote a book called The Power of Intention.
Well, little stinker.
Pardon me?
That little stinker. May I just say, Dr. Wayne Dyer, of course we all know who Wayne is, says of Richard Lewis. Steve Lewis. My entire family participates in the AIM program, and I have seen wonderful results. This is real. It is transforming. It is true healing, and it is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us has our own personal, transcendental, and totally enlightened healer. And that is where we are heading. You are just ahead of the time. You've been ahead of your time for a while, Stephen.
I don't think so. I think I was. I think I'm right in my moment now, and that's the good news and the bad news, because I think something will be perceived generally and accepted when it needs to be. And before that, you are then ahead of your time.
Right.
After that, of course, you're obsolete. What's the point?
So now let's get back to this. So the photograph you keep...
Yeah, that's your hologram.
In a tray.
We have that on a huge series of metal trays connected to a bank of computers generating frequencies. They are balancing frequencies for every imbalance, disease, or negative emotion, or whatever, known.
How does it know how to do that?
Well, that's what my job to figure that out.
And
that's
so,
why I make a living.
And you were sort of, like I say, use the term downloaded. You were given
yes,
that information.
Yes. This is measuring anything mm-hmm. in units of consciousness is one of my two contributions to this huge, huge field. And so I have to figure out these frequencies and their balancing frequencies, and I put them in our database in the computer.
Your
hologram, and as I said, I can use your hair or a drop of blood, but I can use your photograph, and it's a lot handier.
And easier, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I know who it is.
So now...
You will then select what you need to heal. You choose, out of the 500,000 frequencies, let's say you will choose 30 or 40 and ignore the balance. That's fundamentally important, because nobody can heal with 500,000 things. It's just not possible.
So,
30 or 40, you can.
Now, you probably don't like to use the word psychic, but I believe we're all infinite beings and we're all psychic. A lot of us just don't know it yet. And so we had a conversation last week, and you told me some things I sent my picture in, and you told me some things about me that I had inherited. How did you know that?
I didn't know. I don't know. I've never met you. I looked at your hologram, your photograph, and you, via your photograph, told me. I read the frequencies that were present, and I can read any frequency as long as it's in my database. And if there's some imbalance not in the database, then eventually it would say, unknown imbalance. And then I would have to say, well, what kind? Is it a virus, a bacteria? Is it a prion? Is it a malignancy? Is it a fungus? Whatever. But I'm not the least bit psychic or prescient, But what I do is read the holograms of people on the AIM program and say, okay, this is what I found. This is what I found in you. And,
But
psychic in the least.
Well, if I look at the picture, does someone learn how to read frequencies?
Well, I developed the technology. That's my contribution.
So,
but as a matter of fact, though, practice is imperative. Yeah, you can learn how to read frequencies. I need a computer's help. I would think that somebody like, let's say, Buddha or Jesus Christ didn't need a computer, but I'm a work in progress. I'm just not there.
Not there yet.
Hoping, but you know.
Soon to be.
Well, let's hope.
Computer free.
From your lips, as they say, but okay.
So now, as these frequencies are working on people in your database and on me, I'm getting better.
Well, you are selecting balancing frequencies for every imbalance you have in a particular hierarchy, in an order. First, you will heal everything that's acquired. What's acquired yesterday, you'll heal in an hour. But if it's a chronic thing you've acquired, you'll heal it in, let's say a week. And then you get to the real meat, and that is you heal what you brought with you, which, depending upon the language you speak, you can call hereditary or you can call it karmic if you want, but it comes down to the same thing. It's what you basically have chosen and brought with you and you need to heal. It's why you're here.
You have testimonials from Herb Albert and his wife, Burt Bacharach, Courtney Cox, a lot of famous people, celebrities, Linda Gray, the actress. Wow. So are you going to live forever?
You know what? Whatever I say to you now, Sheila, lacks credibility because I'm in my 70s.
Oh.
Now, if I said I see 140, it doesn't matter. But when I get to say, let's say I get to be 115, 120, I'm going to pick up a lot of support. My God, the guy's doing it. But we'll see. The point is this. I believe that fundamentally the template for your template for disaster is built in. It's hereditary things. It's things you brought with you. But anything can be healed, including that which is hereditary. Now, the question is out there. What is going to happen when you no longer have any hereditary imbalances, no negative frequencies, no cancer frequency, heart disease, diabetes, MS, and on? What's going to happen? Because the reality is there are people who die at the age of 102 in a bar fight, and there are others who are just sort of angelic, and they transition in their 20s of cancer. So, you know, good things happen to bad people and vice versa.
Right.
What's going to happen? And that's, you know what, that's what they say, the $64 question, isn't it?
$64,000 question.
Million.
So, now,
you know, why piddle around?
Yeah. How many practitioners do you have, or what do you call them?
Yes. We have our program. It's fun. In the U.S., it's in Las Vegas. It's elsewhere in the world, but I don't release where it is. Just to keep...
So they won't come and get you. I understand.
Well, yeah, I can tell you,
hey,
then I got to kill.
You should see what I did last week on the radio. Now I got audited, so, you know, I just talked about chemtrails. Now I'm getting audited, so go figure.
Well, no, I've already figured. Well, that's just part of our life, you know? I mean, we live in an age where the concept of biological warfare is no longer earth-shattering, is it?
No.
You can read about it in page one, and nobody goes, oh, my God, who could think of such a thing? The answer is everybody. It's part of our life now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, no one's shocked to hear that phrase.
Well,
50 years ago would have been weird.
It's very exciting to hear about your work and you and your philosophy here. Also, Michael Beckwith is a great fan of your work as well.
He's also one of my closest friends, Michael.
Oh, that's even better. He was recently up in Carmel, and we did a little something together too. So I love the book Sanctuary: The Path to Consciousness. Where can people get this book?
Anywhere.
Okay.
Get it, you know, Amazon.com, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere, wherever they sell books.
And your website, you have a few of them.
The primary and the easiest one is aimprogram.com.
Aimprogram.com.
Because this is the AIM program.
Hmm.
Aimprogram.com. And there's a toll-free number, which is... 877-500-3622. And no one's going to try and sell you anything. They'll just, if you want information, they'll send it to you. I mean, we'll send it to you, not they. I should say we. But I think the website is a great source of information. There are a lot of articles I've written and my co-workers have written. There are just a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm. Are there diseases and isms that you haven't helped people to heal?
That'll always be the case. I mean, what you mean that we're unable to help people?
Yeah, maybe because they don't want to. But have you dealt with pretty much everything?
The only thing that we are unable to deal with helping people heal is certain parasites.
Oh.
And it gives real meaning to the word parasites.
Wow. Yeah.
As opposed to diseases. I mean, whether it's cancer or that, anything can be healed, but we can't help with certain parasites.
What about addictions?
Well, yeah, addictions can be healed, but, you know, often what you must find is the reason for the addiction. And often it's hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
Just like heart disease and cancer, addictive behavior runs in families.
Indeed.
And is hereditary and can be healed. Absolutely. We help you heal whatever you need to heal. You decide what it is, or you know what it is. Because if I looked at your hologram, whether I picture or your blood, if I looked for a week straight, I'd miss something. But by definition, Sheila, there's nothing about you you can miss. Because you're on the inside. I'm on the outside scratching, trying to see.
Okay.
It's true. I mean, but you know everything about you. You may not know what to speak of, but you know it at a level.
Righto. Stephen Lewis is our guest. Sanctuary, the path to consciousness. We'll have more right after a quick break.
You could be your own healer. You can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Everything is energy, and we are all connected by it. Tap into this spiritual energy and heal yourself 24/7 from anywhere in the world. This exciting spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. To learn more about the AIM program and energetic self-healing, visit aimprogram.com or call 877-500-3622 to request an information packet. Ask about our complimentary scholarship programs for those with the frequency of autism or Down syndrome. Join nearly 50,000 worldwide and unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Learn how to raise your consciousness, increase your life force, attract abundance, love, and more. Call 877-500-3622 or visit aimprogram.com for details.
What if you had a life beyond your wildest imagination? What if life is about living in the question? I'm Sheila Gale. Access Consciousness are tools and processes that allow you to change anything in your life that is not working for you. Isn't that cool? One of the main concepts in Access is the question. What if instead of question answer, it was question receive? You see, as humans, we're great doers and givers, but lousy receivers. We're meant to receive, but we've forgotten how. Access Consciousness is unlike any technique or modality I've ever seen. It is here now because it's time now for us to wake up to the truth that we are infinite beings and to stop playing small. What if the answer is actually the question, like, what would it take for me to have lots and lots of money? Instead of looking for answers, there's awareness and energy that allows the universe to send it to you. Answers, conclusions, opinions all stop the flow of energy. How does it get any better than this? For more information, go to accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com.
I see trees of green.
And welcome back. It is 33 past the hour. This is the Sheila Show. So glad that you're with us tonight. The AIM program is a spiritual program to help you unleash your own healing power to self-heal those blockages and create the life you want and deserve. Tonight we have Stephen Lewis, who is the developer of the AIM program. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Sheila.
And the co-founder of EMC Squared and the co-author of the novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, but it's not really a novel. It's really about your life, isn't it?
And, yes, it is.
Yes, it is, and it's got me. I mean, if I had more time, it would have been read in a day, but I'm a busy beaver, so that's the way it goes. But I love this stuff. So,
well, that's one of the great things about this spiritual technology, that, you know, people have spoken of healing forever. You know, it's always get thee unto the ocean or get thee unto the mountain or wherever it is. Wherever you're not, it's where you got to go. This will help you heal yourself and yet allow you to still have a life. That is one of the extraordinary things about it, because we can say it helps you heal yourself. It almost compels you, simply because it's that redundant. It does not let you stop focusing. You focus 24/7 on whatever you need to heal. And whatever you stop focusing on or upon is only because it's gone. You've healed it.
So when you say you focus on it, you mean the person actively participates in it?
You actively...
Consciously.
Consciousness is a very ambiguous word. What is totally conscious to some is really very unconscious. conscious to others.
Really?
But there is, as you know, there are things that are clear to me now that would have been gibberish 10 years ago. But, yes, you do the focusing. It is you who heal you. No one can heal you but you. But once again, you can be helped quite a bit in that process.
So, yeah.
This is consummate help.
Okay, so I'm being helped right now because my picture's on that tray, hooked up to those wires and that computer.
Computers, a lot of them.
Computers. So, now, if I... okay, so there's something that I could be doing if I joined your church or read more in the book or...
Well, you actually are not invited to join the church. It's but you are a participant. Now, reading the book is funny. It will help you understand what is happening.
Okay.
But, I mean, there are countless animals on the program, Sheila. I don't think any of them...
are paying attention.
I've read the book.
Right. That's cute.
They haven't even looked at the website. Although my cat tries to bite the cursor.
Yes, yes. I have a couple of those, three of those, and two dogs. So, And now, in the commercial I just heard, it talked about attracting love and raising our frequencies. So I want all that.
Well, you will inevitably... increase your life force until it is at the only acceptable level, and that is on a scale of 100, it is 100. There are things that are variable that are true for some that don't happen to others. For example, your level of consciousness, I mean the kind of level of consciousness as described by David Hawkins. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Power versus force. Some people elevate their consciousness enormously. A guy like Michael Beckwith is a great example of that. Others choose not to. And that's not a shock, you know? I mean, as we know, good things can happen to bad people and vice versa. But you will raise your consciousness if that is what you wish. Just given the life you're living, given what your interest in life, I would say it's an inevitability with you.
Now,
but not with everyone.
Okay, but a lot of these listeners, it's definitely on their radar because that's what we want. That's so much of right now. The timing is perfect for you right now. Yes, I agree with that. But then there's, how important do you take, eating and exercise, and or does that just happen when you become really aware then, of course you're going to eat well?
No. I mean, you still have responsibility in life. You can't just say, I'm going to be on the program.
Like, hook me up.
And I can sit here and drink my fifth of scotch and blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, you have responsibilities. But it becomes easier in a way. It becomes more subtle also because as you overcome these obstacles and imbalances, they are, as you said in the beginning of the program, not just physical, but emotional, spiritual. And so these are the things that often stop you from being responsible. I mean, you gave the example of an addictive personality, you know? I mean,
yeah.
If you're strung out on something, it's tough to live responsibly. But when you get rid of what made you gravitate toward that, whatever it may be, then responsibility is easier. For me, for example, there is never a day when I don't take about a half hour or so and meditate. I find I need to stop whatever I'm doing and focus on my attachment to everyone and everything in the universe and let myself feel that I am part of everything and everyone. And that's my meditation. And that's what I do. I don't sit and mutter any phrase in a foreign language. It has no meaning to me. I speak English. But that is what that's my meditation. And I lie down and I focus on that. And it clears my mind. And that's just one example.
What are some of the benefits of this program? besides healthy bodies? I mean, what do people say happens in their lives?
Well, I have countless, countless almost endorsements of people, and from in terms of people who've been helped healing their cancer or their heart disease. I don't know how many people at this point and parents have written about their child's autism being gone.
Oh, wow.
Because that's a free program, as you may have heard. I don't know.
I did hear that in the commercial, and I'm excited about that because my 14-year-old daughter is making a documentary on autism. She is working at her middle school with a group, and it's the best, that she says, the best thing that ever happened during her life. She understands them, and that's got me excited.
Well, then let her know about this.
I will.
By all means, because, you know, you said before, aha moments. When I get what I feel is a very clear message, you know, I act on it. And it was a point in when I was speaking in Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
not Florida, Australia, and a little girl got up and said, and it was a question and answer period, and she said, "Can I thank you?" Well, I'm not a dummy. I mean, yeah, I like being thanked. Who doesn't? I mean, what's not to like?
Right.
I said, "Sure you can, but for what?" She said, "Well, I couldn't have thanked you a year ago. I was autistic. Now
oh
I'm not."
God.
I went, okay, and I got this. If we're able to help, especially kids, at this level and to this extent, let's make it free to anyone who has that frequency.
Oh, man.
And so I just said, okay, that's it. And we made it a policy. And so we publicized it. Anyone who's got the frequency of autism, we find it. We find it in, I'd say about 95% of those who apply. It's free.
That is amazing.
And there are thousands and thousands of people on the AIM program now who are there because they had the frequency of autism. And the results have been nothing short of astounding. And even something that I said publicly I don't think can be helped with the AIM program, I was proved wrong once. I've been proven wrong so many times it's kind of laughable. That was when someone said, "How about Down syndrome? Do you think you can help that?" And I said, "I don't think so because there's such a dramatic, dynamic, physical change. You can look at these people and see it." And I started getting letters saying, "You're wrong again, Steve, because my son's on the AIM program. He has Down syndrome. And let me tell you something. He had to get a different wardrobe. His face slimmed down. His glasses didn't fit anymore," and on and on and on. Okay, well, if you got to be wrong, that's the way to do it. That ain't a bad way to be wrong.
Mm-mm.
So, and I could just go on and on. You don't have enough time for me to do that.
You can go on and on. You can go on a little bit.
But there are all these endorsements for all these things.
That's so great.
But my work's never going to be done because,
no.
Let's say a year from now, Sheila, you, your life force is 100, and it will be. And you say to us, "Hey, that's great, except that, you know what, I'm still coughing, or I'm still itching, or I'm still whatever." I then have to say, okay, let's look at her hologram once again and say, does she have an imbalance that's unknown, not
mm-hmm.
in the database?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, if there is one, I'll find it rapidly, easily. And I'll then figure out its exact frequency and its balancing frequency, put it on the AIM program, and you and anyone else on the program who has that imbalance will then be helped in the process of healing it. That's what I do for a living.
Mm.
That's my work. And I don't think it'll ever end. There are some things that I've found to be present in almost everybody that are unknown. There are others I've only found in one person. But when I find an imbalance, I don't know if I found that in you. I wouldn't know if it was only in you or in 50% of the world.
So,
all I know is I'm looking at your hologram. That's what I find.
So if you're just joining us, Stephen Lewis is our guest. He is the founder of the AIM program. Healing energies are sent to you 24/7. If any of this resonates with you, please go to aimaimprogram.com, aimprogram.com. It works to help, to aid, assist in you healing yourself, because that's the bottom line of where we're headed on this planet, and to live a life that is extraordinary. Now, when you talk about these do you call people facilitators, or what is it that
do? Well, no, they're AIM participants.
Okay.
And they're not patients, because it's not medicine.
Right.
It's not treating. It's helping you heal yourself. But facilitators are the people you talk to. Because you're media, we are your facilitator. But we'll probably assign you somebody close to you up there in Monterey, right?
Right.
Just so you have a local contact. But it has to be with these contacts. We have hundreds of them, because otherwise I need a switchboard the size of, General Motors. or they're shrinking. And so if something was wrong, you would call your facilitator. And you have a question, you ask the facilitator. And if they're trained, but if they don't know the answer, then they'll contact us. And it's a lot easier than having 60,000 people call.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not manageable.
Do people get together monthly or weekly?
I don't think it happens too much physically anymore. In the early days, it did. But now it's usually via the Internet. But some people still do it physically. I mean, it's common.
God bless the Internet.
It's changed the world.
Yeah. Stephen has dedicated his life to the discovery of energetic possibilities and the development of human consciousness and well-being. You know, that thing that you and I are looking for, that piece of the puzzle that's been missing in your life? Yeah, that's the one. Well, we might have that little piece right here, the last piece of your puzzle. Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. I highly recommend this book. I can't put it down. And you can get that at Amazon.com, or you could also go to their website, AIM. What is it again?
Website is aimprogram.com.
Aimprogram.com. And again, the phone number is 877-500-3622. Wow, Stephen, what else? We have a few more minutes left. What else would you like our listeners to know about this work?
Well, you know, it's not just the work. The beginning of it all is to understand. For me, everything I was taught was wrong. I was taught that you have to get lucky and that's it. I was not taught that we're empowered, that we have the capability, we have the power to heal whatever we must, that we create our lives out of that power, for better or for worse. I want people to recognize they create their lives. You create your life. We create our lives individually and collectively. And that is and we're empowered, and therefore we're responsible. And we are collectively there, and we're in this together. We are connected to each other. The only distinction is, do you recognize and live with that knowledge, or do you deny it? Because there ain't nobody chosen. We are all chosen.
Hmm.
It's just a matter of recognizing.
Yeah, waking up to
we're there.
Waking up to who you truly be. So what do you think about these times right now?
It's it's like Dickens. It was the best of times. It's the worst of times.
Mm, yeah.
We have brought everything happening to us upon ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's because we have this monumental technology, but our technology does not serve our spirituality. And it must, because technology has no core value of its own. And so we must make it serve spirituality, because it is inherently a cannibal. And I am fond of saying, if you're going to dine with a cannibal, don't you want to know what's on the menu? You'd be well advised to know.
Right.
And that is the problem. That's why when you speak of biological warfare, you speak of meltdowns or whatever it is, I'm not against technology, you know. I love the wheel. I like indoor plumbing a lot. I mean, I love the Internet, but the point is technology must serve spirituality. And a great deal of what we see in the world right now is because nobody is taking that message to heart. And we must do so. Otherwise, you have everything that we're lamenting. You have what happens in the Gulf, in whatever Gulf, you know, I mean, the Gulf of Mexico or the Persian Gulf, and on and on.
And on and on.
And it's we are empowered to change ourselves one person at a time. Begin by changing yourself, and then collectively we can change the universe. But we've got to recognize we're empowered, we're responsible, and we're in this stuff together, folks. We need each other.
You betcha. Actress Courtney Cox says, I have been fortunate enough to have participated in energetic balancing with the real Max. That's you.
That's me, yes.
For over 3 years. I don't know what I'd do without him. I'm a true believer in his energetic work. Burt Bacharach says, I've seen Max do some amazing things with me and others. It would be unfortunate for anyone not to avail themselves to this energetic balancing. You know, I will tell you that what I have noticed in this radio show, and I'm syndicated on other stations, and then I do these teleseminars over the Internet, and the Internet is my new BFF. It is, that's my community, and you know, that's really, this is the way that we're connecting. So, yes, that's how we're reaching people. This is what it's come to.
Yes, that is technology used positively.
Right. And if it were a country, it would be the third largest country in the world and growing. So I'm glad to get this word out about you and the work that you do. And there, I still have so many questions. What would you like to
call
say?
Call me anytime you'd like.
Oh, thank you. So what are your final words to our listeners tonight?
Well, I think I've kind of said what I have to say, but you said the Internet's the third largest country.
Yes.
What it is even better. It is a community, and that community has no limit, just as we have no limit. We are a world of infinite possibilities. Mm. All we've got to do is awaken to our power that's individual and collective. All we've got to do is learn that we can heal ourselves. We can do anything, but we may need help. All we do is help people heal themselves. And you can do it. You can heal anything. Some things can't be treated. There's nothing that can't be healed.
Stephen Lewis, Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to getting to know you more.
My pleasure. Anytime you want me on, I'm honored to be there.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.
And again, it is aimprogram.com, Stephen Lewis, and EMC Squared. The book, I got to tell you, Sanctuary. This is really something. This is big stuff. This is big stuff, you guys. You know, I mean, I've had Hale Dwoskin here with the Sedona Method, Brent Phillips with Theta Healing, Dr. Eric Pearl and the Emotion Code, Dr. Darren Weissman, the Lifeline Technique, the Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. Look at what these people are creating and developing and getting downloaded with. The bottom line is this, just as he said, you are the one that will heal yourself. He said it's all about intention. Keep your attention on your intention. And fear, that's a thing of the past. That is, as my friend says to me, oh, Sheila, you're so third dimensional sometimes. I'm like, oh, don't call me that. So, yes, we are in the third dimension, but we, you know, we're going places. Gosh, I mean, all this stuff, it's for real. So it's just about waking up to the truth, to who you really be. And as Ganga G said on this very radio show, you're not who you think you are. I love that saying. Coming up, I got this book in the mail today. I love it. It's called What If We're Him? And then there's this picture. You know how there's a picture you look in it, and that's one thing, and then you look at it, and that's something else? There's a picture of Jesus, and then there's a picture of the author, and it switches into him and to Jesus. And there's something going on here, The Transformation of Spirituality. Dr. Jean Pascucci is going to be a dentist turned metaphysician. He left the Catholic Church and spent 30 years studying and interacting with the most awakened voices on the planet. And how do we get separated from God in the first place? Well, we're reuniting. Hey, hey. And I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Are you kidding me? This is so cool. Oh, man, I just don't have the time to read all these fabulous books and all these wonderful people that are coming on this and other radio shows. So if you want to hook up to Stephen Lewis's program, the AIM program, EMC squared, he has got testimonials and endorsed by Wayne Dyer, Michael Beckwith, and those are just a few, but 50,000 people have been healed through his technology. So know that you are not who you think you are. You are so much more. And these energies are moving very fast. So we are coming out of the darkness. It's a really good idea. Take some time for yourself. Please go to nature. Today I had such a difficult day. I was so frazzled and overwhelmed. And then I went out in the patio with my son and my daughter, and I just beat with them and our dogs, and it was all better. So hit a little bit of nature, and I wish you infinite love and appreciation, and the best truly is yet to come.
Community radio for the Central Coast, AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.
Your classic hometown markets, Grove Market in Pacific Grove and Carmel Valley Market at the Village Center, offer up a celebration of food with the very best in service, quality, and of course, selection each and every day. These are local stores.